This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The NATO summit in Washington, D.C. was meant to highlight American leadership and the rejuvenation of the 75-year-old defense pact, but all that was thrown into doubt amid questions of Biden's ability to hold the White House. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Looming over what was meant to be a symbol of American-led unity is the potential return to power of Republican President Donald Trump. The Republicans' penchant for praising Putin and his threats that NATO members needed to pay more for mutual defense have alarmed allies. Worries among NATO allies have grown since Biden fumbled a June 27th debate. That means this week's summit, instead of highlighting Biden's diplomatic accomplishments, will be laser-focused on his fitness to hold office and whether he will still be president in 2025. While much of the attention will focus on Biden amid growing calls within his own party to step aside, the delegates will have a full agenda focused on military and financial aid for Ukraine and offering some pathway toward its eventual NATO membership.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. A Russian barrage has targeted five Ukrainian cities with more than 40 missiles of different types. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
Across the country, one missile struck a large children's hospital in the Ukrainian capital Kyiv, and emergency crews searched the rubble for casualties. Kyiv mayor Vitaly Klitschko visits the site of a destroyed residential building in the capital. He says 17 flats were damaged and that rescuers are in there working and are hearing the voices and people under the rubble. The daylight attacks, including King Zal hypersonic missiles, one of the most advanced Russian weapons, the Ukrainian Air Force says. The head of Ukraine's presidential office, Andriy Yermak, said the attack occurred at a time when many people were on the city's streets. I'm Charles de la Desma.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at voanews.com. This is VOA.